right. Yes. You know it because it is here.
Yeah, and it is time. And it is now. That's what we're talking about.
No, yeah, what we're talking about is, and we alluded to it at the last week's show.
Yes.
Was that this is going to be the season 4 closer, the season 5
opener. Precursor.
Yeah.
Teaser trailer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Season 5 is upon us. We'll have all good stuff about that to come.
Yeah, lots of nice juicy details.
Yeah.
Sorry we're coming on a little late, folks, but we had some technical difficulties,
as
which
always.
We encounter sometimes from time to time. This being a co-op station, you know, sometimes things go amiss and amok, but you know what?
Producer
DJ Steel,
Tim.
DJ Adrock, producer Tim, we all just rally around each other, and we solve problems. That's what we do.
Yeah. And we've got things going. That's
we
how
do.
We're able to bring you music in live stereo.
Seriously, just call us MacGyver.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly
we did. We've got
right.
some toothpaste, some paper towel, and some sticky tack, and
we formed an audio wire.
Exactly, and that's how you're able to hear us right now. Basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Now, if you're brand new to the show, you're listening to myself, DJ Steel, and DJ Adrock right here.
That's me.
And each week, at about this time, even before this time, we do a pre-mono show, the pre-battle show, rather.
Yeah.
And we warm you up, the listeners up, for the battle that's about to ensue.
We whet your appetite.
Exactly. Now, each week there's a theme. So we take that theme. We each choose songs based upon that theme. We duke it out here in the squared quadrilateral, and then you, the listeners, vote for who played the better selections.
The Mono Amigos. Now, that all being said, we're going to do none of that this week.
Exactly. But we're warming you up, and we're going to tell you all about Season 5 and how it's going to work with a slight twist to the theme selection.
We are very excited about Season 5 and the juicy details we have in store for you, Mono Amigos. So just sit tight. But first, we're gonna relive season 4.
A little bit of season 4.
We're gonna go through the highs. We're gonna go through the lows. We're gonna have some laughs. We'll probably shed some tears. But at the end of it all, we'll be able to celebrate the season that was season 4, which was a tremendous season all around. I gotta say.
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
We progressed leaps and bounds, Steel.
I mean, this was the first season that we had the podcast going.
That's right. We got denied press passes for the very first time in our careers.
But that didn't stop you. You're still going to go and cover the event.
That's right. Going, leaving Thursday.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go. Got my lineup all. Going to Lollapalooza.
Oh.
Going to Chicago, Grant Park. It's pretty cool. The website, you can go on Lollapalooza. You can log in. And then before they had the actual schedule, you could just pick what bands interested you. And then what they did is they released the schedule, and then your personalized lineup would appear, and it would like show the blocks of times that the bands that you had selected would be performing in, and then you have to kind of navigate to see which bands you want to see play, just in case you have ones that overlap. I've got a couple of sections that are a little dicey, that I've got like 4 bands that kind of overlap, and I'm only going to probably be able to see 2 of those 4 bands, so I got
to
make some tough decisions.
Race to the next stage?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of running from stage to stage, especially since Grant Park is about, I think it's 4 city blocks.
Yikes. Yeah.
Like, long.
Will be some running.
Yeah.
But there you have it, and that's this weekend.
That's right, yep, leaving
Thursday.
So, the start
of Season 5, you'll be here telling us all about it.
That's right. But, but we'll be starting Season 5, so we can't just focus totally on Lollapalooza.
No,
because
but
we will.
That can come in the feature area, possibly.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, if I, like, see a band that I haven't seen before or wasn't intending on seeing, but I saw them anyways and they impressed me,
mm-hmm.
something like that, we could definitely do something like that. So I'll be taking notes.
That being said, at the end of the show, for new listeners, for new Mono Amigos, is the feature band of the week. And it's Sound FM's feature band of the week right up on their website. And that's how we get it, by going to things like this and getting band submissions to the studio and a whole bunch of different ways. You get, so if you're a local artist and you want to submit music to Sound FM or Mono A Mono, you can do it on the website, mailing it in here, put up the top, care of Mono A Mono, and it gets put right in our mailbox. Mailbox number 5.
That's right. You can go to our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page. Just search for Mono A Mono, and you'll find us. I wasn't here last week for the release of this exciting news.
The unveiling.
But I'm very excited to say that we have a new website. Well, it's not new anymore because Steele talked about it last week, but the www.monoemonoradio.com website is up. Producer Tim has done a fabulous job.
Yeah, it's looking good.
It looks really good. My blog is a little lacking. I need to start web blogging.
Well, that'll come into play next week,
especially.
So, but we may as well go through the cast of this Mono A Mono show here on the Season 4 recap. You've been listening to DJ Adrock here to my right and myself, DJ Steele. We mentioned at the beginning, producer Tim was in here helping us fix things up.
That's right.
He's got his girl in the background that allows us to do our knockout punch and our feature band of the week.
She sexily opens the vault for us each time we request it.
And our investigative field reporter, DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Jeff E. Jeff. Who? Well, and he actually wears many, many hats for us. He's our field reporter. He's our investigative reporter.
Yeah.
He is our mole. He is our fashion guru. It's funny because, folks, I just spent about 19 hours in a car this past weekend, and you know, this is going to sound bad, but I listened to our show like almost the whole time I was in the car, and
as most people do, probably.
Probably, but it was fun and just listening to things back to back, and it was funny. The reason I bring this up is because there was one episode that I recall where DJ Steele called DJ Jeffy Jeff a hipster, and DJ Jeffy Jeff took exception to that.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
Yeah, he didn't.
I didn't know what a hipster was.
Yeah, I don't think
it sounded cool.
It does sound cool, but I think like people who are hipsters don't like being identified as hipsters.
No, apparently they wear weird clothes, too.
Yeah. They're hipsters and scenesters. They're calling it the same thing. But yeah, I don't think they like being identified as such.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's an aside there, just because I was listening to the podcasts, and that was funny.
Yeah. Now, and DJ Jeffy Jeff goes to things like Bonnaroo and to other concerts that we ourselves are going to. And gives us back information. Sometimes we feature those bands on the show. Sometimes he tells us about shows that we end up going to and checking out. So the first thing, let's play some stuff. The one thing during Season 4 was he let us in on the local Trepid House closing.
That's right.
And
so we took that in, and it was quite an affair.
Yeah, the whole thing.
We just went for a 3-day affair.
Yeah.
And we just went on the Saturday.
The closing close.
No, we didn't. No, the Sunday was the closing. We didn't go the Sunday. We were there the Saturday.
Second closing.
Yeah, with DJ Jeffy Jeff, DJ Doormat, DJ Higgins. Doesn't sound very creative. But anyway,
It was quite the event with the dog people.
Yep, swords were unsheathed.
Yeah, it's quite the event. And then was it before or after at Down the Alley with Cyanide Kiss?
That was before.
Before, getting back together, doing the reunion little show right there.
Yep. It was quite a night. It was a festive night, and it was a night of firsts. And, sadly, some nights of lasts. Because it was some artists' last performances at the Trepid House.
Yep, exactly. So, let's get to a couple songs here. We're going to get to, and we were requesting this song at the Trepid House, and he didn't play it, but we'll get to Paper Snake by Wax Mannequin. He headlined the Trepid House that night.
That's right.
And let's get to the retro song way back from 2009 when Cyanide Kiss came into the Sound FM studios and played the song Live to Air, I Know / Stir Put Together as One. Here they are on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Paper snake takes the bait. I left it now trapped inside the box I brought. Paper snake can safely be tested for nasty things that we don't want. Paper snake filled up with our ointment. Yours, it's it and it's disease. Paper snake, just relax and join us. Together we will make you bleed. Paper snake, how will we ever let you go? And know that you won't talk about what we've done. Paper snake, how can we ever let you be and believe you to be much better than before? Paper snake crumples on the carpet despite what all our tests have hoped. Paper snake buys beef and goes to market, then quickly starts to decompose. Paper snake, why did you ever catch our eye? You knew that we might die for a chance to rain. Paper snake, how can we ever just forget? Now that you forgive us for what we've done.
Yeah. for this denial. Time stops while I'm on trial. Should have known who was right. Should have taken your advice. And I know I wanted to, I wanted to. And I know passing. I know
There it is, some Wax Mannequin and some Cyanide Kiss right there.
That's right.
Sound FM 100.3, mono a mono.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so throughout season four, I should
season
say.
Season four, yeah.
Steele and I took in a number of different shows.
Yeah.
That
we reported on here to the... Loyal Mono Amigos.
That's right. And we also, you know, would try to feature, like, especially if it was a local act and a local show, we would try to feature those acts on the show and get them some airtime and whatnot, and do our part, our little part, to support them and give them some pub, as they say.
Yeah. Now, you, actually, we were in contact with a band from Hamilton, called
That's right.
Crooked Hill.
Yep.
We featured them on the show. We talked about their music. We played them and stuff.
Yep.
And then they gave both of us, but I couldn't go that night because I had an exceptional DJ conference. But you got the backstage passes full on. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got the royal treatment. So it was there was three of us besides myself. So four of us, actually, that went to their CD release party. And they did it up. Nice. Like, they had, you know, bags with gifts and whatnot, and like a backstage with like food and drinks, and then the show itself was amazing. Crooked Hill put on a great show. The house was packed at Hamilton Place, and it was overall just a fabulous experience, and I'm really glad I decided to go.
Yeah. Well, and even I got some good coffee and biscotti and all this stuff.
Some wine.
Oh, yeah, some wine. Man.
Posters.
I am a fan of Crooked Hill, and I have the poster in my basement.
Nice. See? There you go. So, yeah, and we it was just nice to be able to, you know, give them some airtime and pump them up a little bit. Maybe give them some more, you know, some more fans.
Yeah, because they're a great band. Mono Amigos.
Yeah.
So let's get to a song by them.
Sure.
Let's do it up. Okay. Yeah, you're darn right. Let's play. This is from their Up Up Away EP. Let's play the title track here.
Sure.
This is Crooked Hill's song, Up Up Away, on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Crisis looms, and for me to survive it, I find myself a motorbike and learn how to ride it. I'll stop out where the grass is dry and the hills are tall and black, and sleep under the spotted veil with the dirt against my back. Dirt against my back. When the eastern sky is blue and the sparrows whisper low, I will make my windy way across the desert slow to the cities and oases that have sin and life and hope, and find me a girl who looks like you, and dance, drink, and smoke. Oh, dance and drink and smoke. the dirt against my back. In the din we laugh and hope for the future, present, past. And roll in the dice, you come up sevens or snake eyes. At the end of the day, we'd have stayed that way if we could. Desire, destination, occupation, situation. I don't know. Dance and drink and smoke with the dirt against my.
There it is. Some, well, we had a twofer right there.
Yes, two for the price of one. So it was Up, Up, Away from Crooked Hill, and then Motorcycle. Or Sorry, Motorbike. Sorry, Luc Doucet and the White Falcon. Now, so yeah, so I went to the Luc Doucet and the White Falcon concert, and what I was informed of recently is that Luc Doucet is actually forming a new band.
Ooh.
With his wife, Melissa McClelland.
He's married to Melissa McClelland?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep, I think. Yeah. Yeah, she's from Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who he's married to.
Is he from Hamilton?
No.
Oh.
And I don't think he is. Anywho,
I don't know.
They're forming a new band, or they have formed a new band called White Horse, and their album is set to be released on August 30th.
Interesting.
Of this month. The 30th of this month.
August 30th of this month. Wow.
Right.
That is exciting news right there. See, the Mono and Mono show also brings you all this information.
That's
well.
Right. So while I went to the Luc Doucet and White Falcon show, and it was great, Luc Doucet is an amazing guitarist. But now they're moving on in their professional careers and artistic careers, and they're so they formed this new band. So we'll. When their album drops, we'll check it out and
drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, drop it like it's hot.
Darn right.
And share it with our Mono Amigos.
That's darn right. So what else we got? More concerts. We're talking concerts.
A couple other concerts I went to. Actually, I just went to one on Friday.
Yeah.
I went to the Frightened Rabbit and Death Cab for Cutie concert at the Molson Amphitheater in Toronto. And, like, I got there as fast as I could. I took the GO train in. And the...
Who'd you miss?
This is going to be... Yeah. You already know what's coming, right? So... I was going to this concert more so for the opening act rather than the
headline
act. And on the ticket it said 8 o'clock. And so, you know, I got there as fast as I could. I wouldn't have got there any earlier than I did, just because I couldn't have.
Unless you skipped out of work.
I could have, yeah. Just after 8, and got there, and Frightened Rabbit went on exactly 8 o'clock on the dot. And I missed about 5 of their songs, and I heard about 4 of them. They only played for 40 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I was reading up a little bit on Facebook and whatnot, and you think, okay, how long would a band play, really? I don't know. 40 minutes may be a set length, right?
I guess it is. After I said it, I was like, oh, wait, 40 seconds. 40 minutes sounds like an appropriate set length.
Because the Foo Fighters are getting written up for playing almost 3 hours.
What do you mean they're getting written up?
There was a write-up about them in Rolling Stones magazine.
Like they're being... Like people are angry that they're
playing? No. Like as a good thing. Like, wow, look at that. They're able to play for almost 3 hours.
They're going to be at Lollapalooza.
Yeah? Well, I was thinking when I read that, the Polkaholics, who I featured last week...
Yeah.
Sometimes play for 4+ hours.
Wow.
Entertaining crowds.
That
with their polka stylings.
That is an exhibition of cardiovascular endurance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe I'll run into those guys while I'm in Chicago.
Yeah.
Hook me up, brother.
All right, I'll have to see what's going down.
I'm not doing anything Thursday night.
Thursday night, I'll look into it.
See if they're performing anywhere. Maybe I'll go check them out.
They're performing all the time. Usually on the weekends, though. I'll have to check, though. Maybe a Thursday night.
Thursday is like 2 days before the weekend.
Yeah, you're right. I figured
that out. Everybody's working for the weekend.
So let's get to... You were going to play Frightened Rabbit?
So, yeah. Because I missed half of their set, they may have played the song. They may not have, but it's one of my favorite songs. So, because I didn't hear it, I'm going to play it tonight.
Let's do it.
Damn it.
Do it.
So here we go. This is from their album, The Midnight Organ Fight. This is Frightened Rabbit with Poke here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Poke at my iris. Why can't I cry about this? Maybe there is something that you know that I don't. We adopt brand new language, communicate through pursed lips, and you try not to put on any sexy clothes or graces. I might never catch a mouse and present it in my mouth to make you feel you're with someone who deserves to be with you. But there's one thing we've got going, and it's the only thing worth knowing. It's got lots to do with magnets and the pull of the moon. Why won't our love keel over as it chokes on a bone? We can mourn its passing and then bury it in snow. Or should we kick its content and watch as it dies from bleeding? If you don't want to be with me, just say, and I will go. Thank you. partner. This is a progressive dance, but remember it was me who dragged you up to the sweaty floor. Well, this has been a real, I've got shin splints and a stitch from weed, but like a drunken night, it's the best bits that are colored in. Should look through some old photos. I adored you in every one of those. If someone took a picture of us now, they'd need to be told that we had ever clung and tied. A navy knot with arms at night. I'd say she was his sister, but she doesn't have his nose. And now we're unrelated and rid of all the shit we hate. But I hate when I feel like this, and I never hated you.
Hospital. She'd been pretty sick for about half a year, but it seemed like this time the end was drawing near. So dropped my plans and jumped the next London train. I found her laid up and in a lot of pain. Her eyes met mine and then I understood that a weather forecast wasn't looking too good. So sad and fun a story for a little while. Tried to raise her mood and tried to raise her smile, but she silenced all my ramblings with a shake of her head. Drew me close to listen, this is what she said now. Sick of all the hospital food, of doctors, distant relatives draining her blood. She said, I know I'm dying, but I'm not finished just yet. Yeah, I'm dying for a drink and for a cigarette. So we hatched a plan to book ourselves a cheap hotel, the center of the city, and to raise some hell, lay waste to all the clubs. And then when everyone else is on their sleep, then we'll know we're good and done. Sarah caught me up. She said that Lex had gone asleep and wasn't waking up. And even though I knew that there was nothing to be done, I felt bad for not being there. And now while she was gone, so tried to think what Lex would want me to do. At times like this when I was feeling blue, so gathered up some friends to spread the sad, sad news. And we headed to the city for a drink or two. And we sang, we live to dance another day. It's just now we have to dance for one more of us. So stop looking so damn depressed. Sing with all our hearts. Long live the Queen.
All right. There it is.
There it is. Indeed.
So, in that last set, you heard some Frightened Rabbit.
Yeah.
And some Frank Turner.
Yes.
Wow.
So that Frank Turner song was Long Live the Queen from Love, Iron Song. So, I saw Frank Turner playing in, where did I see him play?
It was here,
the Elma
wasn't
Combo.
It?
No, the Elma Combo in Toronto. Yep.
Ah, who did you see with... oh, that was Luke Doucette you saw here.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. Okay. All right. I'm getting what you're saying.
Yeah, so those were some shows that were in the Toronto area, not from around here. So, but we did well, the Luke Doucette show was around here, but those last two.
Yeah, those last two.
But we also took in some local shows.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, I kind of called out last week when I was on the radio, I called out the Cursed Arrows. I don't know if you heard that one because it wasn't on iTunes, but I called them out. I said, you know, you guys came to this area. You were supposed to do an interview here. You didn't do an interview here. Then we asked you to go to Down the Alley. You didn't come to Down the Alley. Then they posted on Facebook, anyone who needs a show or anyone who wants us to play a show, let us know and it'll get done.
That's right.
That's what they said. So anyways, I wrote on their Facebook that we called them out. I set this thing up. They said, you know what? Next time we're in the area, which will probably be around the season 5 time, they said they're going to come into the show and do a live to air.
I saw that. I saw that.
You saw that.
I saw that they posted that.
Yeah,
I was pretty pumped about that.
I know.
Maybe we should call out more bands.
Yeah, get them in here.
Yeah, we'll call. Hey, Tom York. Hey, you never come on. You never come here in the to the Waterloo area. Never mind. You go to Toronto and stuff, but you never even come to Kitchener-Waterloo.
Yeah, Kitchener-Waterloo's booming.
Yeah. So
if you come here...
So screw you.
Season 5. You should come here. Mono a mono.
Yeah, now, Tom York. Are you listening?
So another band that we checked out at... What did you call him? DJ Higgs?
DJ Higgins.
Oh, good one. Yeah. So, suggested...
Very creative.
There was a band... Now, they told me a bunch of stories that night, but there was some music going on before, and that as well as quite a bit of drinking, and then this show. So, there were rumors. I don't know if the rumors are true or what, but we also checked out Parks and Rec right here in the Kitchener-Waterloo area. I believe they're a Toronto band that was in the area, and they also were... quite good. Me and field reporter DJ Jeffy Jeff went and checked them out. So let's get to a couple local shows that we saw here. Some Cursed Arrows, who used to be a Waterloo band, who said they're going to come do a live to air right here on the Mono a Mono show, and then some Parks and Rec right here on the Mono a Mono. Now, this is what it would sound like if the Cursed Arrows, this is a live kind of acoustic one, if they were in here. So.
They would do that when they were like tuning up. They would go, wow.
Yeah, dwan. That's usually.
Wow, wow, wee.
And then this is what it would sound like. So here they are on Sound FM 100.3.
Yeah.
it is, some Parks and Rec, and before that you heard the Cursed Arrows right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. Now, we were just talking about getting the Cursed Arrows in here to do a live to air. We were talking about shows that we've gone and seen.
So we're going to put those two things together.
You said it.
And form Voltron. I mean, and talk about
Rundown Royalty.
Rundown Royalty and Sam Coff and the Iron Lungs.
Exactly.
Two bands that came in here and did live to airs that we subsequently went and saw their shows.
Yeah,
One was a CD release party in the case of Sam Coff and the Iron Lungs, and the other one was the Hillside Festival in terms of Rundown Royalty.
Now, we haven't seen you since the Hillside Festival.
That's
right.
I was
going to try and get a phone interview with you last week, but you were quite busy.
Yes, I was at an exceptional DJ conference.
Yeah, so
in EDC.
How was the our Rundown Royalty live to air group that were in here? I said that they were ours, and I somehow had to quantify how they were. I guess I could have said our friends. Yeah. Anyway,
our friends, yeah. Rundown Royalty. Yeah. They put on, so they were the second act to go on the main stage on the Saturday of Hillside, and they had quite a group of people out front rocking out to them, and they put on a great show. They had to cut their set a little short. I can't remember why. I think they had some technical difficulties beforehand. So didn't get to see as much of them maybe as I would have liked, but what I did see was great. Like, their stage presence was really good, and they were tight, they put on a great show. Their songs, like, we heard them acoustically and they were strong acoustically, but hearing them, you know, as they were meant to be heard, with their full setup and whatnot, and with Sam number two playing the drums instead of snapping his fingers, had the complete sound, and they put on a great show. And I was talking to a couple of the members afterwards. And apparently they were approached by a manager afterwards who didn't want to manage them, but he wanted to get them shows.
Oh.
To get them some more seasoning and get them more exposed and whatnot, because he liked what he heard as well.
So much on this Mono a Mono show. See, that's the reason to get your stuff in here to DJ Steel or DJ Adrock.
See what happens when you come on the Mono a Mono show. Good things happen.
Yeah, and the other band, Sam Coff and the Iron Lungs, that were here, went on and played the Silver Spur.
Nope, Chainsaw.
Chainsaw is what
it is
called
now. The Silver Spur, yeah.
I keep getting it backwards.
It's okay, Steel.
And that was a great show, too. At the end, the mosh pit took it onto the stage, took out all the instruments. They tried to finish the song, and then that was the end of the set, was the fans rushing the stage.
And then afterwards, they went on a huge tour.
Yeah,
they toured the States.
U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah, all because of the Mono a Mono.
Yeah, as far as I know, before they were on here and did their live to air, they didn't have a tour set up. They couldn't get anybody to return their phone calls at the venues in the States. But then once they heard that they were on the Mono a Mono show, and because we've got a bunch of people in the States who listen to our podcasts regularly, then all of a sudden the doors started opening for Sam Coff and the Iron Lungs.
It helps too when these two bands are good bands as well.
Yes.
So anyways, we're going to get to a couple of performances of the live to airs.
Nice.
So this first song, we'll play a Sam Coff one first, Rick James Blues. Then we'll go right into Rundown Royalty, That's Your Alias.
Nice, sounds good.
Here it is.
It's here, it's Steel.
On Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Now, Rick James Blues here.
Well, kick it. Now, shall we?
One, two, three, four.
Cajuns and loose brown bass girls know them towns, or I told them out where to go. Me and my friends get real drunk, beat up all the teenage punks, make our way down the rodeo.
Our act's showing pain, honey, give us cocaine. Our act's showing pain, honey, give us cocaine.
So come pick up truck and make a man stand up so I can sit on down. Woo! But I take cell, you text you, there ain't no difference between two kind of girls that made my parents proud. Proud like Charlie Payne, honey, give us cocaine. Proud like Charlie Payne, honey, give us cocaine. So come here and change, girl. Only us two, baby. Lonely and tax free. I think once, I think twice. Me and you, baby. That could be nice.
That's your alias, I know. That's your alias, oh.